my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
It is now time for the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com, the free KROX mobile app, and on Alexa as well. Just say, Alexa, listen to KROX in Crookston. Taking a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour on this Thursday, April 18th. Special Counsel Robert Mueller says President Donald Trump's efforts to influence the Russia investigation, quote, were mostly unsuccessful, end quote. But that was because the people surrounding the president, quote, declined to carry out orders to accede to his request, end quote. Mueller's report details instances by several officials ignoring or refusing Trump's requests. The officials include former FBI Director James Comey, former White House Counsel Don McGahn, and a former campaign manager, Corey Lewandowski. A French judicial police official said investigators think an electrical short circuit most likely caused Notre Dame's cathedral's fire. The official, who spoke anonymously about the ongoing investigation, said investigators still don't have the green light to work in the cathedral and search in the rubble for safety reasons. North Korea is demanding that U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo be removed from high-stakes negotiations over its nuclear program. The country's foreign ministry accused Pompeo of causing the talks to break down and said it wants to negotiate instead with someone more careful and mature. On Thursday, North Korea also test-fired what it described as a new type of tactical guided weapon. It didn't provide details but said the weapon would increase the Army's combat power. Just days after a massive fire damaged Paris's Notre Dame Cathedral, police say a man was arrested after entering St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City with two cans of gasoline. Security stopped the 37-year-old New Jersey man after he entered the landmark cathedral in Midtown Manhattan just before 8 p.m. Wednesday. As the man was turned, police say gasoline spilled out onto the floor. Security then notified nearby police, who questioned the man outside the church and took him into custody. Pope Francis has washed the feet of 12 prisoners and urged them to serve one another as brothers. The pontiff ushered in the pre-Easter rituals today, which were made more poignant this year following the devastation of the Notre Dame Cathedral's fire. Francis traveled to a prison in Velletri, outside of Rome, for Holy Thursday service that reenacts the biblical story of Christ washing the feet of his disciples. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
Should your drive take an unexpected turn, keep Crookston Collision Center in mind. They'll fix your car right and on time, restoring it to its pre-accident condition. Bruised egos, well, that's another story. So until you need Crookston Collision Center, drive on, and may the road rise up to meet you.
This is Corey from Crookston Collision Center. Don't worry, Crookston Collision Center is standing by. Stop by our shop on University Avenue, next to the Dairy Queen, or give us a call at 281-6692.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Well, taking a look at our present conditions, another beautiful day shaping up today. We have mostly sunny skies, 52 degrees, a few clouds up there in the sky. We have barometric pressure at 29.96 inches and rising. Humidity is down at 54%. And we do have a wind chill. It feels like it's 47, so still not too bad. The Red Lake River level, 17.41 feet, as that slowly rises. And the forecast for the rest of today, you can expect partly sunny skies, highs in the mid-50s, north winds of 5 to 15. Then tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-30s, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour, shifting to the southwest after midnight. And again, the flood warnings continue for the area. The East Grand Forks, Oslo, Climax, and Crookston still above flood stage. So flood warnings for those four cities in the KROX listening area. Also, if you're traveling down to the Fargo, Wahpeton, Halstead areas, Drayton, Pembina, Abercrombie in North Dakota, all in flood warnings as well as the rivers continue to stay up above flood stage. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, another nice day shaping up. We have mostly sunny skies, 52 degrees. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Popcorn, soda, and two baseball tickets. That'll be $30. Will you be paying with cash or debit?
Debit. Hi, I'm Sage Doler. Here at First Community Credit Union, we get excited to use our debit card for everyday purchases, especially with our free Kasasa checking that pays cash back just for using your debit card. To find out more, stop by First Community Credit Union or go online to myfccu.com. Kasasa, free checking that pays. Insured by NCUA, qualifications and rules apply. See us for details.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neistat. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
Taking a look at the state news, despite Minnesota employers adding 1,300 jobs last month, the state's unemployment rate increased slightly. State job analyst Steve Hine.
We've added an additional 13,000 individuals to the count of unemployed since last August.
And six of the 11 major industry sectors lost jobs during the month, with manufacturing showing the largest overall loss of 1,100 jobs and construction showing the largest gain with 2,800 jobs. The national jobless rate sits at 3.8%. And Congressman Colin Peterson says the asylum issue involving refugees on the U.S.-Mexican border is growing out of control.
What's going on is an outrage, and you got a lot of people making noise about this. But frankly, nobody on either side is actually doing anything to come up with a solution to fix it.
Peterson also called for a closer examination of a growing number of immigrant caravans heading to the United States.
One of the things that I've asked people on both sides of the aisle, I said, why doesn't anybody go down there and figure out who is financing these caravans? And the left says it's the right, and the right says it's the left. But why doesn't somebody get to the bottom of this and find out who is doing this? Because these people are not forming up by themselves and doing this.
Peterson says Congress needs to come up with a new system that allows people to enter the country and work, but they could not become citizens. He says many people who show up at the border are released because there isn't enough money, judges, or resources to deal with them. Classes were canceled yesterday at the University of St. Thomas after a bomb threat at McNeely Hall. Student Brooke Rooney says she was alerted just before 10:30 yesterday morning through the campus security text and email.
I haven't heard any further details other than the fact that they had received a bomb threat earlier this morning and they were going to look further into it, maybe contact the FBI and ask for some advice, but that's about it.
Emergency responders are on scene yesterday, and we were expecting more information later. The partner of a Minneapolis police officer who fatally shot a woman who had called 911 to report a possible sexual assault is describing the moments before the shooting. Officer Matthew Harity is a key witness in the trial of Muhammad Noor, who shot Justine Damon as she approached their car in 2017. Harity testified today that he pulled the hood off his gun's holster as he and Noor rolled down the alley behind Damon's home because he treats every call as a threat. Anoka County Sheriff's officials say a man has been fatally shot by law enforcement following a traffic stop in Coon Rapids. Police Chief Brad Weiss says A man got out of the vehicle that was stopped by one of his officers and a physical confrontation began. Wise says the man fired at the officer as he fled. He says officers later shot the man after they found him, believing he posed a deadly threat. A central Minnesota farm where deer were found infected with a fatal brain disease has closed under an agreement that paid the owner to euthanize his herd. The Star Tribune reports that the Minnesota Board of Animal Health announced Wednesday the captive deer were killed on a Crow Wing County farm to try to prevent chronic wasting disease from spreading to wild deer. The board didn't disclose how much Trophy Woods Ranch was paid or how many deer were euthanized. Authorities say a man suspected of chasing a woman with a gun and knife suffered multiple injuries when he jumped from a third-story apartment window to elude police in Moorhead. Officers talked to the woman about 10 p.m. Wednesday and found her unharmed. She directed officers to the apartment building where the man had possibly returned. When police made contact with him, the suspect jumped to the ground 25 feet below and ran from the scene. And a driver of a semi has been cited after he ended up stuck in floodwaters in Richland County. Sheriff Larry Lasofsky says the driver went around a barricade and got stuck along Highway 8 near, is it Galshut? The sheriff says the level of the Wild Rice River will have to drop before the semi and trailer can be towed. The semi driver and a passenger were rescued by boats. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at HN Quality Plumbing and First Community Credit Union.
Popcorn, soda, and two baseball tickets. That'll be $30. We'd be paying with cash or debit.
Debit. Hi, I'm Sage Doler. Here at First Community Credit Union, we get excited to use our debit card for everyday purchases, especially with our free Kasasa checking that pays cash back just for using your debit card. To find out more, stop by First Community Credit Union or go online to myfccu.com. Kasasa, free checking that pays. Insured by NCUA, qualifications and rules apply. See us for details.
Been thinking of doing some remodeling in your home? If your kitchen or bathroom are part of that plan or you'd like to add a bathroom, stop by HN Quality Plumbing at 535 3rd Avenue Southwest. Take a look at their showroom. They have faucets by Moen, Delta, and American Standard on display for you to choose from. Bathtubs and sinks as well as kitchen sinks all set in a beautiful showroom.
This is Dan Neisted. Stop by and visit with us about your plumbing remodeling ideas. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. HN Quality Plumbing, 535 3rd Avenue Southwest in Crookston.
I'll take a look at the sports scene from yesterday, as you heard right here on KROX. The Nelson Cruz had two hits and two runs batted in for the Twins, helping Jake Odorizzi. And the Twins beat the Blue Jays 4-1 following just shy of an hour rain delay. And the 38-year-old Cruz had an RBI single in the first inning, an RBI double in the third. After walking in the fifth, he scored on a single by Marwin Gonzalez. And he drove in Jorge Polanco, who had two hits, and batting 429 on the season. So Cruz has been hitting well. Jorge Polanco has been on fire. Odorizzi has been up and down, but he had a good outing last night, and the Twins get a big win there after losing two in a row. We told you yesterday, Adam Thielen, he signed a four-year, $64 million extension to stay with the Vikings. And a San Francisco man is accused of bilking the Vikings out of about $70,000 in a luxury suite scam. The Hennepin County Attorney's Office says 39-year-old Daniel Escamilla signed a contract to rent a suite for the September 9th game against the San Francisco 49ers, which he attended. When his check for $37,000 bounced a few days later, he told the Vikings he would send checks for the game as well as for the September 23rd game against the Buffalo Bills. Guess what happened to those checks? They also bounced. So, $70,000 to watch a Vikings game. Nope. That's never going to happen. I don't care how much money I have. Let's see what else we have here. The Pirate Boys and Girls Golf. They were supposed to be playing yesterday, but both were canceled, obviously, because of the courses not being ready. On the sports schedule for today, one course or field that is ready is the artificial turf football field at East Grand Forks, and that's where the Crookston Pirate softball team is going to play against the East Grand Forks Green Wave this afternoon. They're going to have the game start at 5 p.m., and we will have a Riverview Health pregame show at 4:30. Again, Crookston playing East Grand Forks in girls softball. The varsity game's at 5, pregame at 4:30 right here on KROX, and that will be played at the East Grand Forks football field on the artificial turf there. The Minnesota Twins, they are just underway as they're hosting Toronto in Game 4 of the four-game series. We'll join it at 1 o'clock. Pirate baseball at Park Rapids today has been postponed. Boys tennis, Crookston hosting Bemidji. That is a 5:30 start. And then JV Junior High, Crookston at Thief River Falls at 4:30. Boys golf, again, at Pequot Lakes was canceled. Junior High golf at Winnemac. Their invitational was postponed, and UMC women's golf, they were going to be at the Concordia College Triangular Meet in Moorhead. That has been postponed, and now I think it's just a duel with Minnesota State Moorhead. I'll check out the new Sports Fever column, where I take a look at the newly released Vikings schedule. We have all the games, preseason and regular season. Minnesota Duluth men's basketball is getting a grad transfer that played for the Wisconsin Badgers. Former Red Lake boys basketball player is going D1 after 2 years at a junior college. Barnesville's Hunter Zenzen, he's a linebacker and tight end. He's committed to play football for a D1 school. And the UMC football team is wrapping up spring football with a scrimmage on Friday. We have more on how scrimmage the practice has gone, and Coach Duffner gives us an update there. UMC Athletics has added trap shooting, which is, I think everybody agrees, is a pretty good move there for the Golden Eagles. And they also add men's and women's cross country. Other topics in the column are Roseau's Aaron Hughlin is ranked in the top 100 in the NHL Draft Prospect Board. UMC Men's Basketball is hosting a youth basketball camp. We have some jokes, how former Pirates are doing, and a lot more. KROXAM.com. Click on Sports and then Sports Fever. Also, check out the new Athlete of the Week, UMC Softball's Rocky Bjorge, a senior from Prior Lake. Go to KROXAM.com, click on Sports, and then Athlete of the Week. That is a look at the sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. Also, we can tell you this. We're going to be giving away 4 tickets to the Harlem Globetrotters. They're going to be at the Alaris Center at 7 o'clock tonight. We have 4 tickets, right around $100 value, a little over that, and we'll be giving those away here at the end of the Noontime News, so we'll be listening for that. The Harlem Globetrotters at the Alaris Center tonight at 7. We'll give away 4 tickets for that performance tonight. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Take a look at the local news and the weather. That's coming up after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
Here's some of this week's grocery specials from Hugo's Family Marketplace. Fresh farm-raised Atlantic salmon, $7.99 a pound. Miller's Amish Country Whole Fryers, $1.79 a pound. Dole Whole Gold Pineapples, they're $2.99 each. You don't like to cut up pineapple? Well, buy the 15 1/4-ounce can of assorted pineapple for $1.29. You can find all this week's Easter savings at GoHugos.com.
You're going to find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the Crookston Planning Commission voted Tuesday night to pass the Gateway Overlay District Ordinance on to the Ways and Means Committee next week. Before the vote to recommend the ordinance to Ways and Means, Tanner Holton, an attorney working with the city attorney, Corky Reynolds, answered a couple of questions the commission had forwarded to Reynolds after the last meeting. The commission had forwarded a question regarding multi-use buildings with multiple tenants and whether a change in tenants would require non-conforming building to make changes. Holton said it would depend on the circumstances, using an example that a non-conforming toy store changing to a pet store may be seen legally as the same non-conforming legal usage. A building with a conditional use permit would be required to change when the permit expired or was revoked because the approved use was conditional. City Administrator Shannon Stassen said it will come down to a case-by-case basis and having conversations about ways to become conforming.
If there's multiple uses in a building, number one, it would come down to the owner of the building, not the business owner if it's a rental situation. And I think what we would end up most likely doing is taking things on a case-by-case basis. We certainly would want, when the opportunity comes with a change of use, to have that discussion and encourage that if we had a non-conforming use that was changing, that we would want to see that come into conformity at that point. But there's just a lot of variables. So it certainly would trigger a conversation, and we'd work towards, if it was a non-conforming use, that we would work towards making those improvements.
One edit was made to the ordinance during the meeting. Under prohibited uses was manufactured and prefabricated homes. The commissioners felt like a business selling new structures should be able to operate like the Hallmark location in Foston, but they wouldn't want to see used or accessory structures, according to Stassen.
The language was under prohibited uses. So what we ended up doing was adding in front of prefabbed and modular homes the word used. So that would be prohibited. We would certainly allow new manufactured modular home sales, but it would have to be new. And then what would still remain prohibited is the accessory structure sales.
A unanimous vote moved the ordinance to the upcoming Ways and Means Committee agenda. Councilman Dale Stainbrook said the commission had put a lot of work into the ordinance, and although results are probably years down the road, the city of Crookston needs to start somewhere.
We've been working at this a very long time. We've gone over it. We've had kind of an open forum with the community about it and tried to answer their questions, and we brought up questions, even brought the questions to the attorney to make sure we are following the right path. But we worked long and hard at this, and I think it's, you know, time to move it forward a ways and means. There will probably be a few more questions there, but I think we can answer the questions for the rest of the council. And just to move forward, I mean, we're not going to see any results probably in 10, 20 years, I think. But it's the right move to make as far as attracting new businesses and making our gateways coming into town a little neater. And
existing businesses would be grandfathered in under the ordinance, and changes in usage would need to be reviewed on a case-by-case basis, according to Stainbrook.
The existing businesses are grandfathered in, you know, and I'm sure they want to try to make everything look as nice as possible, too, to make it attractive for customers. But it's a work in progress. It will be for a few years, and we're just hoping for the best and have something, you know, in an ordinance or in black and white. And, you know, it'll be, I think still a lot of it will be a case by case, whatever comes up.
In other news, the Polk County Commissioners on Tuesday approved the final plat for the Simon second edition on Union Lake. The plat consists of 14 lots, seven of which can have cabins built on them, explains Jake Snyder, Polk County Planning and Zoning Administrator.
It's actually seven riparian lots, so seven lots that touch the lake and then seven back lots. It's configured in a manner where they're not directly across from it, and so that's why we put some development language in there as far as the lots and the back lots are intended for sale to front lot owners. And so set up in a manner, it's kind of a triangular shaped piece of property, and so you have that dynamic where you have front lots and then you've got back lots that are kind of shaped in an L. And so that's, you put some restrictions on it as far as what we intend the lots to be, and those lots would only be seven back lot use lots. And so what that means is it's shed use only. They're not allowed to build cabins on those because they're not sized to the accordance to have cabins on those back lots.
The lots will be available for sale once the final recording of the plat is completed in mid-June.
There's a final recording stage that needs to take place within 60 days. Once that plat is final recorded, then the lot can be legally sold.
And Snyder also shared his interpretation of the J&S gravel mining operations on Highway 2, where on two separate pits in different stages of operation, and neither individually reached the 40-acre threshold requiring an environmental assessment worksheet or environmental impact statement.
The interpretation is that both operations are being mined by J&S Gravel, but one is in inactive state and has been since 2012. The DNR does a three-year look back typically on their mining operations, and so if you look back 3 years, there's no activity on the site that they're excavating and pulling more gravel. What they typically do is they'll excavate a site, they'll get the resource out, and then there's the washing and staging the materials for hauling and using. And so you have gravel that comes out. Obviously there's rock resource, there's a sand resource, and then there's just class 5 gravel.
The pit no longer in operation is owned by Madeline Dufault, and Snyder said the restoration plan calls for a 25-acre pond and with grass slopes, with the remaining material being staged at the pit when that's all removed.
You know, you take out gravel, you obviously can't have all that material go back into the ground. And so that's why on that restoration plan, it was to have, you know, more of a recreational 25-acre pond with then sloped sides and then grassed vegetated sides. And so nobody wants sheer cliffs going to the resource. They want gradual slopes. They try to do those at 3-to-1, not to create a nuisance for people recreating. Is somebody out there in a snowmobile or whatever, that you're not going to be flying off a gorge or whatever. So there's a safety thing about it too. But with that particular pit being it's privately owned, it's not driven by a lot of the standards that we have in place with state rule. And mining is one of those things in Polk County zoning ordinance where it's an allowed principal use. If they were in shoreland or floodplain areas, there is strict application of a lot of rules in our ordinance. But since they're in the general ag district, they're relaxed rules because they're not by a real big resource, a river, a lake, some of that feature.
And the commissioners approved an amendment to the Career Force SNAP program with an increased cost of $34,900 and approved a contract with Sanford Health in Thief River Falls for behavioral health services through a grant. Polk County is administering the grant on behalf of 8 counties, Kitson, Manolman, Marshall, Norman, Pennington, Polk, Red Lake, and Roseau. Approved on the commissioner's consent agenda were the commissioner warrants and sign audit list, a payment for credit card purchase to card member services for $17,252.34, payment for a lost warrant to Beat All Signs for $155, payment to Johnson Controls for $1,171.08 for setup, labor, mileage, and material fees for control room setup and rooftop unit service for the facilities department. A payment to Troy Schill of Thompson, North Dakota for $5,070 for labor and materials for the facilities department. Payments to Hewlett Packard for $1,839.88 for computer purchases and $64 for a wireless mouse purchase for the IT department. A payment to SHI of Dallas, Texas for $9,360 for a web filter for the IT department and payment to Service Pro Parts in Crookston for $198.24 for vehicle maintenance for the Sheriff's Department. Polk County Public Health received a $200 donation from the Crookston Matrons Club in support of their statewide health improvement partnership in Women, Infants, and Children program. Director Sarah Reese also requested to advertise and hire for a nurse practitioner position that is coming in open and had a contract approved for services with All True Clinic to fill the gap the vacancy creates until the position is filled. Reese tells us more.
We are going to be advertising and hiring for a nurse practitioner position at Polk County Public Health, and that position is in partnership with Norman Manolman Public Health. And in the meantime, we have a contract set up with All True Clinic. Our medical consultant for our health department is Dr. Dorman, and so setting up a contract with All True Clinic was the best choice for us, and we look forward to having a provider that's able to come to our department and provide services so that we don't have a gap in services.
And if you're looking to apply for that job opening, we have it on our job shop page. Go to KROXAM.com and then click on community and then go to the job shop along with many other job openings throughout the area. The services provided will be for family planning and sexual health services, including pregnancy tests, sexually transmitted infection testing, women's annual exams, counseling, education, and birth control. A group from Keystone and Sullivan Townships raised concerns with the commissioners over a proposed Red Lake River Watershed District ditch project, which the commissioners said they would need to look into to answer questions, and it wasn't a county project. It's been a busy week for meetings, that's for sure. Well, let's see what else we have here. It's that time of year again to decorate our city with beauty and color. The Crookston Chamber and Visitors Bureau is sponsoring an Adopt a Basket activity in Crookston for the 11th straight year. Register for Adopting a Basket. Registration for Adopting a Basket will begin April 22nd, and the goal is to have 80 hanging flower baskets. To participate in the Adopt a Basket activity, contact the Crookston Chamber CVB at 281-4320 or email thagie, that's T-H-E-G-G-I-E, at visitcrookston.com. And let's see, big news yesterday, funding for a soybean crush and biodiesel facility in Crookston has passed a key hurdle, and the Minnesota legislature, the proposed Soy Innovation Campus at the University of Minnesota Crookston will receive $5 million in funding as part of a bill authored by Senator Tori Westrum, a Republican from Elbow Lake, who chairs the Senate Agriculture, Rural Development, and Housing Finance Committee. Throughout the 2019 legislative session, farmer leaders from the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association have been pounding the pavement in St. Paul, meeting with legislators and Governor Tim Walz's administration to highlight the education and economic benefits of placing the Soy Innovation Campus in northwest Minnesota. And just to remind you, according to the U of M study, the construction of the soybean and crush facilities would generate $134 million in economic activity and add an estimated 820 jobs, contributing nearly $323 million in new economic activity across northwest Minnesota. The plant would create 80 to 100 direct jobs and have an estimated payroll and benefits of more than $5 million. So some more good news. Also, the Riverview 2020 project, that's Riverview's hospital and clinic replacement project, you can help celebrate by attending the groundbreaking ceremony Thursday, April 25th. The public is invited to gather in the Minnesota Room, 323 South Minnesota Street at 10 a.m. to listen to Riverview and community representatives talk about the project before shovels are turned. Refreshments will be served. Construction on the state-of-the-art facility starts Monday, April 29th. All patient services will remain open during construction. The new space will open in the fall of 2020. So exciting, a lot of exciting news. Riverview going to break ground next week. And the Crookston American Legion Nels T. Wold Post 20 celebrated their 100th birthday anniversary on Friday, April 12th. Barry Bingham, vice commander of Post 20, stated, "We may not have a building anymore, but we're still here and we still have a lot of heart." Guests of Post 20 were the Crookston American Legion Auxiliary Nels T. Wold Unit 20, Disabled American Veterans Chapter 14, Disabled American Veterans Auxiliary Chapter 14, Veterans of Foreign Wars Post Number 1902, and Veterans of Foreign Wars Auxiliary Post 1902. The program began with the Missing Man Table Ceremony conducted by Elaine Metzger, Unit 20 Chaplain, assisted by Bill Cassavan, VFW Auxiliary President Ella Ethan and Olivia Langto, junior members of the Crookston American Legion Auxiliary, Nels T. Wold Unit 20. And speakers following dinner were the Honorable Guy Martin, the mayor of Crookston, who brought greetings from the city of Crookston, along with Margie Keller, American Legion Auxiliary Department of Minnesota chaplain, who brought greetings from Tom Fernland, Department of Minnesota vice commander for District 6 and 9, and Gene Walker, American Legion Auxiliary Department of Minnesota president. And the Northwest Regional Correction Center announced the arrest of the following. Dean Michael Lorzel, 52, of Red Lake Falls, on a felony probation violation. The fire department had nothing to report. That is a look at our local news as we now shift over to the weather. Right now we have sunny skies, a few clouds up there, mostly sunny, 52 degrees, a north wind of 16 miles an hour. That creates a wind chill of 47. Barometric pressure at 29.96 inches and rising. Humidity is down at 54%. The Red Lake River level, 17.41 feet. That's been slowly rising throughout the morning. And they revised the crest to 19.5 feet either Friday or Saturday. The sun rose this morning at 6:31. The sun will set at 8:20 for 13 hours, 49 minutes of daylight. The record high, 89 degrees, set in 1987. The record low, 16, set in 1953. Year ago high 48, year ago low 32, the average high 56, the average low 33. Yesterday's high was 57 with a low of 39 and a half an inch of rain. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area for the rest of today, it'll be partly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. North winds of 5 to 15, tonight mostly clear, lows in the mid-30s. Northwest winds around 5 miles an hour, shifting to the southwest after midnight. Friday it'll be mostly sunny, high 60 to 65, south winds of 10 to 20. Friday night, mostly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain after midnight, lows in the mid-40s. Saturday, mostly cloudy, a 40% chance of rain, highs 60 to 65. Easter Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Monday, sunny, highs in the mid-50s. Tuesday, partly sunny, highs 55 to 60. And Wednesday, mostly sunny, highs 60 to 65. So a pretty good forecast in store. And the Easter looks like it should be a pretty pleasant weekend as well. And a reminder, Crookston public school will not have school tomorrow for Good Friday, but they will have school on Monday. That'll be a storm makeup day, so remember that. And before we wrap up the noontime news, let's give away four Harlem Globetrotter tickets. Yeah, they're going to be at the Alera Center in Grand Forks tonight, a 7 o'clock start. Doors open at 6. If you would like to go, we have four tickets free of charge. And just be the third caller at 281-1140, and you'll be able to watch the Harlem Globetrotters. Four tickets is what we have for tonight's show at 7 o'clock. We're going to go to the phones, and you are caller number one. Thanks for trying. And you are caller number two. Thanks for trying. And the next,
thank you.
And the next caller, you are caller number three. And caller number three, are you there?
Hello.
Hello. And would you like four tickets to the Globetrotters tonight?
That'd be great.
All right. Who am I talking to?
Missy Jansen.
All right, Missy. We have four tickets for you. You can stop by the KROX studios and pick them up. And thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. And Missy will get four tickets. We'll be giving away some more tickets here throughout the afternoon. Again, we have the Twins on at 1, so you can be listening after the Twins. We'll have four more tickets to give away, and we're also going to give away four more on social media as well. So be checking our Facebook account throughout the afternoon to get your chance to win the Globetrotters tickets. Again, they're performing at the Alera Center tonight, 7 p.m. That gets underway. That is the Noontime News on this 18th of April. The Noontime News was brought to you in part today by the Crookston Collision Center, Stennis Granite, HN Quality Plumbing, First Community Credit Union, and Hugo's Family Marketplace. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.